Whether I hear people telling their best friend about how they stayed up till 2 a.m. watching it on Netflix, or dishing about the most recent season of this intense drama, Gossip Girl is talked about in every hall of St. Teresa's Academy. This long-running TV series is all the rage, grabbing everyone's attention from the very moment Kristen Bell, the voice of the anonymous Gossip Girl, opens the show with her famous line.
Where is she been, Serena?
And who am I?
That's not a secret I'll never tell.
You know you love me.
XOXO.
Gossip Girl.
The ringing of cell phones, the whispers, the stares. This basically sums up the effect that Gossip Girl has on her main characters, wealthy teenagers living in the Upper East Side of New York City. Blair Waldorf, played by Leighton Meester, and her best friend Serena Vanderwoodson, played by Blake Lively, rule the private schools with their exciting New York fashion and alluring attitudes. The chiseled Chuck Bass, played by Ed Westwick, makes the girls swoon with his deep, raspy voice and perfectly tailored suits. Every character relates to each teenage girl or boy watching at home, whether it be the kids who feel pressured about college, the kids whose parents are unsupportive, or the kids who just don't fit in. The audience drools over their lavish lives, filled with weekly extravagant brunches and dinner parties. The drama intensifies during each scene in the series. When Serena walks in with her new date Dan Humphrey, played by Penn Badgley, in episode 2, everyone goes dead silent and stares at the shocking sight of an Upper East Sider with a poor Brooklyn boy. The evil Blair Waldorf thrives on intrigue and secrets. She draws attention from the audience with her scheming bully tactics. Gossip Girl's reporting of all the characters' activities helps stir the pot in their romantic and business lives. At the beginning of each episode, a top-charting song plays in the background as shots of New York flash on screen, and Gossip Girl announces the latest scandal about one of the main characters, foreshadowing what will happen next. When dialogue is not needed between the characters, Gossip Girl speaks for them and gives her opinion on the situation as if talking to her blog readers, aka us, the audience. This new and refreshing way of involving the audience draws the viewers into the storyline. This show is directed toward young adults, as mature adults may find it superficial and a bad influence. This show may shock parents when the independent characters, treated as wealthy adults, are allowed to sip on cocktails and roam the streets of New York with daddy's credit card. It's not for everybody, but it sure does gain attention, whether it be good or bad. All in all, I'm not surprised by everyone's obsession with this eye-popping, jaw-dropping, and gasp-worthy show. The beautiful characters create an envious yet attracted audience. Gossip Girl follows the wealthy and connected teens of New York's Upper East Side and draws the audience into the suspense-filled drama that this show has to offer. As I walk down the halls of STA, I look at the fellow lovers of Gossip Girl and wonder if they pretend to be the idolized Serena Vanderwoodson too. Nope, just me? Thought so.